Distilled is a production of Chemical Processing. Chemical Processing focuses on serving engineers, designing, and operating plants in the chemical industry.
Welcome to the Solution Spotlight edition of the Distilled Podcast by Chemical Processing. I'm Jonathan Katz, Executive Editor of Chemical Processing. And today we are talking about trends and challenges related to vacuum pumps and chemical plant operations. Vacuum plays an essential role in all chemical processes, from conveying raw materials to distillation of the final product. Joining me today is Alex Hitzman, Chemical and Pharmaceutical Business Development Manager for Busch Vacuum Solutions. Alex has more than two decades of experience in the chemical and water industries, with experience working in operations, equipment maintenance, and strategic business development. Thanks for joining me, Alex.
Thanks for having me on, Jonathan.
So, Alex, let's set the stage here by first discussing the evolution of vacuum pumps and chemical applications. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Originally, vacuum pumps were what we call a Venturi style or a steam jet vacuum pump. It's one of the earliest versions of it. We then moved to liquid rings, and they took over a lot of that. In the 1970s with the Clean Water Act, it became more of a priority to not produce waste in the process of making our goods. That put a large push to move towards dry technologies as we went through the years. And that's really had time to refine itself. And a lot of our marketplace is moving towards dry technology as a result of the changes that took place in the 70s.
So I imagine that reliability and maintenance are key factors in this evolution. What are some of the key challenges chemical plant operators face when it comes to maintaining vacuum pumps?
You know, that's been changing over the years with that same piece. And with a lot of the turnover that we've seen in staffing, they are looking for a product that requires less maintenance, less complicated maintenance, more time between maintenance events, and more time between downtime events that limit or stop production. That's a big piece of why we've moved to the dry technologies.
And I think, you know, when we talk about reliability and maintenance, I think that's a good segue into my next question, because it oftentimes goes hand in hand with sustainability. Can you talk a little bit about how pumps are evolving to deliver on carbon reduction goals?
Yeah, as I'd mentioned before, when we're looking at that carbon reduction goal, or carbon capture's a big piece of what we're seeing in the market nowadays, to have a pump in that place, we want it to be as efficient as possible. And that usually then puts us back to the dry screw technologies, the mink hook and claw technology. We aren't actually turning with a liquid ring technology or steam jet, you know, we're pressurizing, we're heating up liquid in order to make that steam. With the liquid ring technology, we're continuously pumping liquid into that pump to create the sealing barrier. And all of that, moving that, creating the heat, creating the liquid seal barrier, takes energy. So not just do you have the liquid ring pump, you also have a secondary pump that will be pumping that flow rate into the vacuum pump. With the dry technologies, you don't have that. So the energy demand is initially less, but also your waste production is lower. And when we're trying to keep our carbon footprint as low as possible, those technologies help us get there.
Speaking of technology, we hear a lot in the chemical industry about the industrial Internet of Things making its way onto the plant floor. I recently returned from the ARC Advisory Group Forum, which is a conference geared toward process industries, and smart manufacturing was a key theme throughout. Can you talk a little bit about how advancements in sensor technology and control systems have impacted the performance and reliability of vacuum pumps?
Yes, we've seen the same thing. And in fact, a lot of our research and development have been in those arenas over the last few years. We currently have a product called Auto that actually goes onto the pump, and it connects for temperature sensors, for vibration. We get to monitor the health and life of the pump while they're actually in process running on an application. That helps us forecast for preventative maintenance. It helps us avoid downtime, even by knowing it's time to switch on a spare pump versus letting that pump run to the point of failure. And that kind of technology, that along with the same side of trying to keep maintenance as low of an issue as we possibly can and keeping production up, has been part of where we've seen the demand from customers and the driving force behind technologies like auto.
Some chemical manufacturers have very specific requirements. Can you talk a little bit about how the vacuum pump industry's evolved to meet some of these specialized needs?
For a lot of the chemical plants out there, the technology that we have in place, it's really becoming about a system and a support structure, right? These unique chemistries, as we've evolved as a manufacturer, as an industry, there's been more of a focus on providing solutions to helping the chemical process customers, the pharmaceutical customers, look at more than just the vacuum pump, to look at the system around it and to help with building that system, building the filter pots, the knockout pots, the monitoring that goes into it in order to assure that we have the best technology and the best system and solution provided for it.
So, Alex, you've discussed a lot of important issues chemical operations encounter when it comes to vacuum pumps. Can you share some examples of successful implementations of some of these technologies?
A lot of the success we've seen in recent years is moving customers to dry technology, and including that technology of auto, of VFDs, that let us monitor the pump, let us slow it down for energy savings. It provides the opportunity to watch for upset conditions and then have the pump in real time react to those conditions. For example, if we have a process upset and some processed liquids come over, we can monitor amps, watch for that upset, slow the pump down during that upset condition, and then once that condition is passed, the pump can speed back up and help protect itself.
That's really good information about, again, we're going back to some of the reliability maintenance issues we discussed before, durability. Are there any innovative materials or designs being used in the latest vacuum pumps to enhance their durability and resistance to corrosive chemicals?
Yeah, most of our pumps that are designed and marketed towards the chemical industry, we can either build them out of special materials of construction for our liquid rings that includes special alloys. For the dry technology, that's where we'll start to look at special coatings that can go in, and we'll put them on the inside metal materials of the pump to help protect against corrosion. And then we'll also spend a lot of time looking at the right seal materials, the right gasket materials, the correct seal faces for those hazardous situations.
So in terms of safety, what measures have been implemented in the latest vacuum pump designs to mitigate risks associated with handling hazardous chemicals?
Yeah, safety is obviously important to everybody involved in this. We want people to use our equipment and use it safely. For very hazardous chemicals, we've put purge systems on most of our sealing chambers that press the gases back into the process area. That's one piece of it. The other thing that we've seen over time is a greater drive for noise considerations, making a work environment that is safer and more enjoyable for employees is a continuing trend that we see. And although the limit people that customers would like to see is below 85 decibels, we've seen more people request below 80 decibels or as low as they can get. And again, that dry screw technology, especially the screw pump technology, lends itself towards that low decibel sound.
So obviously, we know safety is maybe one of the most important issues on the at the operations level. Is there any anything else you'd like to add about the future of vacuum pump technologies and its importance in chemical operations?
As we go through these changes that we're all experiencing in the world right now, I'd like to support the idea of building a strong network, knowing who to reach out to and find the support when designing a vacuum system, when trying to evaluate or maintain your system. This is a big piece of how we all collaborate together, come up with the best solution, and move our production facilities forward.
Well, I want to thank you, Alex, for the insight into the latest on vacuum pump technologies and how manufacturers such as Bush Vacuum Solutions are adapting to meet the needs of the chemical industry. On behalf of Alex and the team at Bush Vacuum Solutions, thank you for listening to the Solution Spotlight edition of our Chemical Processing Distilled podcast.